You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
We've been hearing all morning long about the explosions yesterday near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. We heard from President Obama this morning that this is now being considered a terrorism investigation. And joining me now for an update is Andrew Tangle. He's a reporter for the Los Angeles Times, based in New York, who's been in Boston covering the explosion. Andrew, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Leonard.
You were just at a press conference at Tufts Medical Center, which is the closest hospital to the finish line. Did anything new come out of that conference?
A lot of the reporters were asking about the type of metallic objects that were removed from the patient. It didn't sound like there was any clear sort of defined shape. The chief of surgery there just kept describing them as, you know, shards of metal, little bits of metal, not quite a consistent description with what we've heard elsewhere about, you know, small ball bearings. He did not see any nails that were removed. One woman had a piece of a zipper removed from her ankle bone, that joint. There were 14 patients who were affected by the blast brought to Tufts yesterday. 10 of those patients are still here at the hospital. Four of those are expected to leave later today. There haven't been any amputations here at Tufts, but the doctors, told reporters that, you know, the injuries are, you know, still very severe, and the extent to which, you know, some of the injured will have disabilities later in life is still yet unknown. It could be 6 months to a year before they find out how much nerve damage will be long-lasting, how much the joint, you know, will be long-lasting, et cetera.
Well, six people will have to stay at Tufts to have surgery, won't they?
Some, I believe, are having follow-up surgery as well. So some are being kept here either for observation or for further work being done. We heard from the husband of one blast victim. His wife, he told us, was, you know, hit in the back of the leg with some shrapnel and has undergone surgery, will be undergoing surgery again. He, luckily for him, just suffered hearing loss, ringing in the ears, muffled hearing, things like that. He's in the hospital right now still, but he's expected to leave later today.
Earlier this afternoon, the Associated Press was reporting that someone with knowledge of the investigation had said that the devices were pressure cookers filled with metal and ball bearings. So that's consistent with what the doctors say they've been seeing?
I think we're hearing elsewhere. I'm one of the reporters in area hospitals here hearing about ball bearings and small metal objects that were either, you know, part of the material or was just shrapnel sort of thrown into the blast and embedded in some of the bystanders and runners. So, yeah, it sounds like that's the case. But one interesting thing that the chief of surgery here mentioned was that, you know, as he and his colleagues were removing the metal from the victims, the nurses were carefully, cataloging and, keeping all of the pieces of objects in containers and giving them to the authorities. Boston Police, ATF, and the FBI were all here interviewing patients and trying to collect as much evidence as they could to find out who did this.
And is it your sense that people were aware that something was up or that they had noticed these pressure cookers?
I haven't heard anything along those lines. No, I mean, a lot of the bystanders that, you know, we've come in contact with, didn't even believe it was a bomb once it went off, at least the initial, first explosion. A lot of people thought it was fireworks. Someone I talked to thought, you know, he works in utilities, thought it was sort of a power grid, problem like a transformer exploding or something like that. So
manhole covers.
Yeah, right.
Well, you were out walking around Boston earlier today after you took the train in this morning. I can guess at what the mood was like, but were you surprised by anything?
Surprised at how, I guess, conspicuously somber some people were. I mean, somber was a word oft repeated by the folks I talked to on the T coming in to downtown, and also in and around the finish line for the marathon. You know, people are, you know, going to work because they have to, and they don't have to get much work done, but, you know, they're scared and somber because, you know, so many people were hurt, and they're only a few degrees removed from them being in Boston, or they might know someone directly who was affected. I mean, I talked to someone downtown, an investment accountant who worked at Liberty Mutual, who came in the office this morning and was just sort of wandering around downtown around the media scrum on Boylston Street. And, you know, he didn't expect anyone to get any work done, just couldn't find the motivation to do anything other than just sort of have these awkward conversations with people and wait to hear who among, you know, his colleagues might have been hit or still at the hospital.
New Yorkers who were in town during 9/11 can surely empathize. You're one of a team of reporters covering the story for the Los Angeles Times. What are some of the other reporters looking into?
We are trying to get in touch with victims and their families, and we are exploring all of the law enforcement angles and to find out where the investigation is developing, to find out if there are any people of interest, suspects, or arrests, and find out who's ultimately responsible. So we're exploring all those lines at one time.
Andrew Tangle is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times, covering the explosion in Boston. Stay with us at WNYC for updates on the investigation into the explosion of yesterday's Boston Marathon. Thank you so much for talking with us, Andrew.
Sure. Thank you, Leonard. Good luck.